Everything you remember. Is mostly lies.
What are you laughing at?
You haven't watched the new Mandalorian yet.
No, I haven't, but I know Jar Jar Binks is in it.
He is, like, and I won't give
a
person,
like a human, plays Jar Jar Binks, right?
Yeah, the dude played Jar Jar Binks. Like, he actually wore the Jar Jar Binks, like, stuff.
As opposed to Chewbacca, who was a real
Misa Jar Jar Wookiee. Binks. Yeah, Chewbacca was a real Wookiee that they caught out in Trinity County, out in the woods.
Yeah. And now he's an actor.
Yeah. Well, and they found other Chewbaccas.
But this guy is Jar Jar Binks as a human who played Jar Jar Binks in Phantom.
Yeah. But he is a Jedi.
He came back. Is he around hanging out with Mandalorian or is he a flashback?
I don't.
What is it?
It's a flashback, and I don't want to give any spoilers about the flashback. But it's a flashback to the siege of the Jedi Temple on Coruscant.
With Luke.
No, when Anakin and the 501st. Yeah.
Is Hayden Christensen in this episode?
No. Not in this one, but it's
wasted talent.
It's showing the Jedi fighting the clones, and he's a Jedi fighting clones, and it's really cool because like he's fighting with two lightsabers. And first of all, it's cool because the actor was really excited to be in Phantom Menace and to play Jar Jar. And then when the movie came out, everyone hated Jar Jar, and they were even saying he's like a racist caricature. And just like they didn't like him and he was stupid and just for merchandise, blah, blah, blah. I love Jar Jar. I thought he was awesome. But actor who played him, which you'll have to add his name right here because I can't remember what it is. But I felt bad because he got really depressed after that. A lot of actors from that movie did. But like he got really depressed because he was excited to be in it and was happy to be in it. But then it's like everyone hated it, just calling him racist and stuff. And it's like, so he got really depressed. So this is kind of like, in a way,
redemption.
Like, exactly. And it was really good. I like the way they did it. It was pretty cool. I saw it before I even watched the episode.
I saw it through scrolling through YouTube shorts. I was like, oh, really? That's cool. And all it was just a still image of him standing up his lightsaber. And he was just like, oh, did you know Jar Jar Binks was a, you know, and it's just
a Jedi.
All about the character or the actor that plays a Jedi who also played Jar Jar Binks. Like he's reprising his, not reprising a role, but reprising his actor credit in Star Wars.
Right. Yeah. And
what if Ray Park came back as not Darth Maul? Holy shit, that would be badass.
Just he'd some other.
He'd be a badass. He
could even be an Inquisitor. Or there's other Inquisitors that we haven't met yet. So,
And that's the thing. He's been getting into acting, like in terms of not stunt acting with makeup and like faraway shots, you know, to where they don't miss him. He's getting into actually acting and then doing the stuff. He's doing the Jackie Chan.
See,
I can say these lines.
That's what we need more of nowadays. I think that would bring movies back go back to having actual stunt people who do actual stunts.
I'm gonna say it right now. I've never agreed with this, and I know you're going to be really happy when I say this. We need more Tom Cruises.
Well, yeah, but
in terms of doing their own stunts.
See, that's all. Here's the thing with Tom Cruise, my theory, at least. I'll just say that. So
the man
get
hung
sued
out of a 741 plane or what some shit. I don't know.
Here's the thing. When you're like a sociopath who doesn't have normal human emotions and isn't faced by normal things, then you can climb around on airplanes and climb mountains without ropes and do all that crazy shit. It's like in Supernatural when Sam doesn't have a soul anymore and he's not like, he doesn't give a shit anymore. Tom Cruise, because he's a Scientologist, he doesn't have a soul. He has a thetan. Or Thetan, or however you say it. So he can do all this crazy shit because he's a crazy alien spirit man. And we're not. And he's also a sociopath. And that's why he can do all this stuff and all these stunts fly around in space.
But what about the random people? Like, I saw today on YouTube Shorts, this guy, he likes to free climb fucking skyscrapers.
He's a Scientologist.
Because it calms his anxiety.
Okay, see, that's another thing. That, like, some people have such strong anxiety that they have to do things to calm
the anxiety. To go 130 feet in the air on top of the side of a fucking glass building?
Found one time we were coming back from the lake and this crazy homeless lady set fire to all these trees along the river trail and we saw the smoke. So we pulled over and I had an ice chest full of melted ice. It was just water. So I grabbed all the beer and stuff out of it and there were spot fires everywhere. So I ran, I just picked it up and ran and just went into it. And next thing I know, for the next 45 minutes, me and all these drunk people from the golf course across the road and all these people at the river trail are just running around putting out spot fires and the train trestle caught on fire. Everything's burning. And like they landed a helicopter at the golf course and it was all the firefighters.
How have I never heard this story? I've known you for fucking 37 years.
I'm sure I told you.
This is a brand new knowledge.
Well, that's pretty much the condensed version of it. And like, gotcha. You know, the train bridge over the Lake Reading Park, that bridge that runs across, the fire got up there and set the wood. They have all that wood on the train trestle, caught that on fire. So then it starts raining down like molten chunks of wood and shit. Yeah. And it's causing like there's on all the grass, there were spot fires everywhere.
Reading does not have like live vegetation.
Well, this was a really hot summer. So everything was dry and we found like a water spigot. I think somebody opened a hydrant and we were using my ice chest and I had some bottles and we were like filling it up and just putting out fires here and there,
fucking doing nothing.
But the thing was, I felt so calm doing it. I felt so right. And it's because my anxiety and the panic that I had, it all made sense. Mm-hmm. When you're in chaos, the anxiety makes sense.
That's what that guy said. He said normal. The only reason he liked climbing was because you can only continue. There is no like stopping and worrying.
You go forward. Like, you go through. You have to.
Yes.
The only way forward is through, or whatever the Marines say, something like that. Yeah. And that's true.
And that's how, and this dude's fucking just, oh, hey, look, the Chrysler building. Let's go ahead and take my fingertips real quick and just climb it.
See, I don't have bad enough anxiety to climb buildings, but like,
see, that's
other
how
things.
How do you get to that part, like in your life? I mean, shit, I really
is he
I
like
fear of heights or anything, but like, I don't know if I'd do that.
Is he like ex-military or something?
I don't know this whole backstory.
It's a
fucking thing.
You probably didn't get far enough in the SEAL team, but there's a scene where he's talking about how it was a similar thing. Like they were climbing, and he was telling us he was getting like nervous and was getting frozen, like locked up. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how his instructor told him, like, don't think about going back or reaching the end. Just think about the next 3 feet. And that's it. You know,
see,
just the
I think
next
that's
3 feet.
My problem was when I was younger, you brought this up previously on a previous episode, but I got frozen when I was climbing up a mountain with my a hill. It wasn't a mountain. It was a straight cliff. Right. It was like a 9-degree cliff. My sister and I were climbing it. We're like, oh, let's practice being mountain climbers. She got up no problem, and 3 feet from the top I just froze. She had to go get a fucking neighbor to come help me up because she wasn't strong enough or couldn't reach or something, I don't remember. But I froze like 3 feet or 4 feet from the top, even though I had already done like 10 or 15 feet, you know what I mean? Like, and it was weird. But since then I didn't get scared of heights. I wasn't scared of that. Like, I wasn't scared of looking down. I'm not scared of heights. It was more like, what do I do next? Like, I just got frozen, literally. Like, the Matrix glitched on me. I didn't know what to do next. So I'm like, Erica,
your body's in safe
mode. What do
I
do? Yeah, exactly. I'm like, where do I grab? No, just grab it. If I let go, I'm going to fall. Go get somebody help. Please help me. And that was it. And then some dude in a white t-shirt that was tucked into a brown belt came and helped me.
See,
I've never even met that guy. Still never met him after that. We lived in Palisade. There was like 7 neighbors there.
In those moments,
ghost. She found him so fast. It was like literally.
I believe that.
Ghostly.
I believe that. That shit happens all the time. They're just there when you need them, mm-hmm. and then they're gone. Yeah. But that moment where you hesitate. Genius. Oh my God. When you
bullshit.
When you hesitate and freeze like that, that's like the moment where your body it's in safe mode because it doesn't know what to do next and it's trying to make the next calculated step, but you can get stuck in like a logic loop where your brain keeps going around. That's where you freeze. And that's where
I was like afraid if I let go, I would immediately fall. But I also said, but I can't move unless I go, just like previously.
Exactly.
I have to continue. But if I do, I feel like right now, I'll let go and I'll fall.
It's like at that moment, you just gotta go. And I've had those moments. That's kind of what started my anxiety and panic disorder, was that hesitation before going into the river I almost drowned in. And it was like, no, I gotta go. And I just forced myself into it. And it, but it was like I hesitated for a moment. And that's like when you go from safe mode into that fight or flight mode.
Like, yeah, survival kind of thing.
I haven't been able to turn it off since, unfortunately. That's why I really want to microdose shrooms. Try to reset my brain.
Absolutely. I want to do some microdosing shrooms too. To expand my mind, but also to just to consolidate and compartmentalize my mind.
I feel like a switch has been flipped on in my brain for the fight or flight response, the fear response. And I'm in response mode permanently now. And I need to figure out how to flip the switch off. And it's weird because it's not even like an emotional thing anymore. I had a panic attack pretty much at the chiropractor office today, but it wasn't like nothing happened. I just sat there and was looking at the National Geographic, but I could feel it happening. And like everything catching up, but it was like mentally, I was like, I'm okay mentally, but I'm feeling it. My legs are getting tingly. And I'm like, I may have to go outside unless they call me back. Then they call me back and I get up and I'm thinking like, am I going to seem all like weird? But I was fine. And I even went and got my chart from the cute girl and, you know, even like smiled at her and she smiled back.
Cute
so
or QAnon?
Cute, not QAnon.
Okay.
But so like, I'm fine, you know, I'm not showing any thing like that. And
but you feel it in your head.
Yeah. And when he came in, I told him, he was like, oh, how's it going? I'm like, well, actually I'm like having a panic attack right now. And I told him
having a heart attack right now,
told him, having like the physical symptoms of it pretty much. But it was cool because like, I told him like, now I can tell you in real time, like what I'm feeling. Cause I think it's something physical
it's a clinical thing that needs to be studied.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily with me all up in my head. I think it's an actual
obviously,
physical.
Cause, yeah, you said, no, this isn't happening. I did the same thing when I passed out at the wheel of the car. I was like, this isn't happening, but my body overtook me. I was like, nah, bitch, you're happening.
And it's because something's clenching up, like a nerve is twitching and it's like a muscle spasm and my diaphragm is clenching up.
Something
and I can't
to the
breathe.
Perception node of reality. Because I was fine. I was literally thinking to myself when I'm driving, like, oh man, this story Johnny's telling is really creepy. And it fucking fucks with my heart and my leg. And like, I'm getting some weird thoughts. Oh man, I'm starting to feel lightheaded. This is weird, man. Why am I feeling like this? And the next thing I know is, I was totally coherent. And then I had to get out of the car and let somebody else drive because I passed out this fucking wheel of the car.
Thank you for listening.